Good morning, everyone.
早晨，大家。
Thank you for inviting me back here again.
多谢大家又再邀请我嚟到你当中。
It's good to see you all.
好开心见到你大家。
It's good to see the snow melting.
好开心见到啲雪融啦。
And it's good to see flowers poking their first shoots out of the ground in my garden.
我嘅后院咧，啲花开始生出嚟，所以都好开心。
Today's sermon comes from Luke chapter 4.
今日咧，我个经文咧主要咧喺
verses 31-31. Let's read it together.
路加福音第四章三十一节。
Then Jesus went down to Capernaum.
耶稣下到加百农。
A town in Galilee. And on the Sabbath.They were amazed at his teaching because his words had authority.
他们很稀奇他的教训，因为他的话里有权柄。
In the synagogue, there was a man possessed by a demon.
在会堂里有一个人被污鬼的精气附着。
An impure spirit.
大声喊叫说。
He cried out at the top of his voice, Go away. What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth?
三十四节。啊，拿撒勒的耶稣。我们与你有什么相干?
Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.
你们来捉拿我吗?我知道你是谁,你乃是神的圣者。
Be quiet, Jesus said sternly. Come out of him.
三十五节,耶稣责备他说,不要作声,从这人身上出来吧。
Then the demon threw the man down before them all and came out without injuring him.
鬼就把那人摔在众人中间，就出来了，却没有害他。
All the people were amazed and said to each other, "What words these are!"
众人都惊讶，彼此问说：这是什么道理呢？
With authority and power, he gives orders to impure spirits, and they come out.
因为他用权柄能力吩咐污鬼，污鬼就出来。
And the news about Jesus spread throughout the surrounding area.
于是耶稣的名传遍了周围地方。
Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon.
三十八节，耶稣出了会堂，进了西门的家。
Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her.
西门的岳母害热病，病得甚重，有人求为他求耶稣。
So he bent over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her.
耶稣站在他旁边，斥责那热病，热病就退了。
She got up at once and began to wait on them.
他立刻起来服侍他们。
At sunset, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sicknesses, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them.
日落的时候，凡有病的人，不论害什么病，都带到耶稣那里。耶稣按手在他们身上，医好了他们。
Moreover, demons came out of many people, shouting, "You are the Son of God."
又有鬼从好些人身上出来，喊着说，你是神的儿子。
But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak because they knew he was the Messiah.
耶稣斥责他们，不许他们说话，因为他们知道他是基督。
At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place.
天亮的时候，耶稣出来走到旷野地方。
The people were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them.
众人去找他，到了他那里，要留住他，不要他离开他们。
But he said, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because this is why I was sent.
四十三节，但耶稣对他们说，我必须离开，到别城传神国的福音，因为我奉差原是为此。
And he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea.
于是耶稣在加利利的各会堂传道。
Amen.
阿门。
I want to start with the word authority.
我想讲权柄。
How do you feel when you hear the word authority?
当你听到权柄两个字的时候，你有咩感受呢？
What's your experience with authority?
你对权柄的经历是咩嘢呢？
And how do you respond to authority in your life?
在你的生命上面，你怎样去回应有权柄的呢？
Perhaps for some of us, authority is a problem because we've seen it abused so many times.
因为有时候可能我哋见到有人滥用权柄咧，所以我哋听到权柄咧就会觉得里边中意啦。
As we look around the world, we see every position of authority seems to have a dark side to it.
因为我哋环观世界各地，系咪好多有权柄嘅人，佢哋都有黑暗嘅一面。
People have abused their authority.
佢哋滥用佢哋嘅权柄。
Some have used authority for personal gain.
有啲人利用个权柄去以权谋私。
Some use it to exert power over others.
有啲用佢嘅权柄去欺压其他嘅人。
Some use authority to oppress others.
有啲用佢嘅权柄嚟逼迫人。
Some use it for evil.
有啲甚至做一啲好邪恶嘅事。
This weekend we're celebrating the anniversary of the genocide at Rwanda.
我哋今日咧就系去纪念咧喺个 Rwanda 嗰个屠杀卢旺达。
An example of authority used for evil.
嗰、那個係一個例子，點樣人濫用咗神人嘅權柄。
And after seeing all this, authority might mean something negative to us.
所以由於咁多唔好嘅嘢咧，我哋一聽到權柄咧，就我哋覺得好負面啦。
Perhaps authority seems old-fashioned to you.
有啲人覺得權柄老土啦，過時啦。
I come from an ethnic group called Mennonites.
有一個Mennonite 呢個嘅小。
Mennonites are an ethnic religious group that started in the Reformation.
他们是其实在个宗教改革的时候就开始的了，这个小组。
So my ancestors come from Holland and Switzerland.
最初就是瑞士和荷兰那边开始的一班信徒。
Mennonites are sometimes known as the horse and buggy people.
你又見到佢哋騎騎啲馬車啊！咁而家今日仲喺度坐馬車嘅人咧，就係望諾會嘅人啦。
Because they ride in buggies pulled by horses rather than riding in cars。
佢哋寧願坐馬車都唔坐汽車。
And they do not have electricity in their homes。
佢屋企咧仍然都係唔用電嘅。
There are Mennonites who live like this in Markham。
喺麥咸市咧都有啲人係住喺嗰度嘅。
There's Mennonite communities over in Kitchener-Waterloo.
在 Waterloo, 大家都知道那裡都有一個小組在那裡住的。
And there's Mennonite communities up near Fenland Falls in Cottage Country.
在北邊有些地方都有的。
When young people grow up in a Mennonite house, they face questions about the authority of their parents and church leaders.
當門諾會的新一代成長的時候，他們就發覺他們有個困難去順服權柄了。
Are their parents and church leaders old-fashioned and out of date?
是不是他们的父母和教会的领袖是过时和老土呢？
We may not feel like we may not like being told what to do.
我不喜欢人家告诉我们要做什么。
And we can feel robbed because we think old-fashioned authority is keeping us from something we will enjoy.
很多时候我们觉得我们不要做的事情都是我们很喜欢做的。
Well, in Luke chapter 4, Luke presents Jesus as someone with authority.
在正话读嗰段经文呢，路加呢就话俾我哋听，耶稣系好有权柄嘅。
And secondly, Luke shows us how Jesus uses his authority.
除咗有权柄之外呢，路加又话俾我哋听咧，耶稣点用佢嘅权柄。
And thirdly, in these verses, we see the purpose of Jesus' authority.
而第三方面，我哋睇到就系耶稣用呢啲权柄嘅目的系咩咧？咁
，The message in Luke is that Jesus is a liberating authority that brings the kingdom of God into our lives。
耶稣喺度话俾我哋听，佢嘅权柄用嚟去释放人噶。
Just before this record of Jesus in Capernaum, Jesus had been in Nazareth。
喺个加百农之前咧，耶稣喺拿撒勒。
He went to the synagogue to teach。
去到嗰啲会堂嗰度去传道。
And at first, the people listening to him were interested in what he was saying.
最初咧，啲人都有兴趣听佢讲乜嘢。
Then they became offended and angry at him, and they decided to throw him off a cliff.
咁听听下咧，就唔中意听啦，就想从悬崖度咧就掟佢落去。
So Jesus leaves Nazareth and travels 50 kilometers to Capernaum.
所以耶稣离开拿撒勒咧，就行咗50公里咧，就去到加百农。
Capernaum is a little bigger town.
加百农是一个大小小的城市镇。
It's located on the Sea of Galilee.
在加利利边。
And Many of the people there are fishermen.
很多人都在那里做打鱼的。
Jesus makes this his hometown.
耶稣就当这个是他的乡下来的了。
And as in Nazareth, Jesus goes to the synagogue to teach.
所以在拿撒勒呢他就去到会堂那里讲道。
And Luke reported that the people were amazed at Jesus' teaching because his teaching had authority.
当时的人最初听的时候呢他都觉得啊耶稣很有权柄喎讲道的时候。
So Luke specifically points out that Jesus teaches differently than the rabbis.
所以路加特别告诉我们耶稣的讲道和其他的老师讲道有些不同的。
The rabbis of Jesus' day would refer to a previous rabbi or other teaching when they taught.
其他的犹太的老师去讲道的时候呢他们讲回圣经里面讲什么东西。
They relied on previous teaching for their authority.
讲回以前他们的先知他们的祖先讲什么东西。
And when the old prophets in the Old Testament would teach, they would always begin with the phrase, "This says the Lord."
在他们的历史当中每当先知讲道第一句说话就说神如此说。
They got their authority delegated to them from God.
所以当我们讲的时候他们用神给他们的能力权柄去讲道的。
When Luke says when Jesus taught, he simply said, I say to you.
当耶稣讲道耶稣就直接说我告诉你听。
He didn't need a previous rabbi.
他不是好像其他那些这样的老师或者用回以前他们的祖先的权柄。
He didn't need to say that this is what God told him to teach.
他不需要说这个是神叫我讲的。
Jesus was authority incarnate.
因为他自己本身就是权柄。
And so he simply said, I say to you.
所以耶稣讲到就说我告诉你。
You know, if we skip ahead through Luke to the Great Commission at the end of the book of Luke.
所以去到路加福音最后的章当到耶稣差派那些门徒出去的时候。
Jesus said, all authority has been given to me.
耶稣说所有权柄已经交托给我了。
And then he delegates his authority to his disciples to go and make new disciples and teach them all he taught.
而他说我将我的权柄交托给你们以致你们出去传扬福音。
So one of the key messages of Luke is that Jesus has authority.
所以在路加福音来讲他主要告诉我们耶稣是权柄。
He has authority to teach.
他有权柄去教导。
He has authority to heal.
他有权柄去医治。
He has authority to call.
他有权柄去呼召。
He has authority to give direction and instruction.
他有权柄去给指示我们。
So let's go back to Luke chapter 4 where we see Jesus' authority in action.
所以我们看回第正话读那段经文就是耶稣的权柄在行动上面表现了出来了。
Jesus is teaching in the synagogue when a man with an unclean spirit starts shouting at him.
当他讲到的时候有一个附被鬼附的在大声叫。
Jesus tells the demon to stop speaking and come out of the man.
所以耶稣吩咐乌鬼不要再吵了快出来啦。
And the evil spirit obeys him and leaves the man.
那个乌鬼听到就听他话就出来又没有伤害到那个人。
Luke describes this man as being bound by the evil spirit.
路加形容这个人是被鬼附住的是捆绑住的。
He's not the only one that Jesus will free from bondage.
所以基督是可以释放被捆绑的人。
Jesus has authority to bind the evil spirits in people's lives and cast them out.
耶稣有权柄去捆绑乌鬼从人的身上面将他赶出来。
Which enables that man, you and me, to experience the freedom that Jesus offers.
他容让我们去经历耶稣想给我们那份的自由。
This is interesting because this is the first deed of power that Luke records.
这个是在路加福音第一次的记载耶稣那个赶鬼的大能。
Up till now, Luke has been recording what Jesus teaches and what he preaches.
之前呢，路加一直都讲耶稣讲书讲过什么啊，讲道的时候讲过什么啊，这样。
So this is the first time in Luke's record that Jesus displays his power.
而在路加福音这里第一次呢他又记载耶稣怎么彰显他的大能。
He instructs an evil spirit to leave a person and the evil spirit does.
耶稣是可以吩咐乌鬼乌鬼就要听他的话。
Which is intended to show us that Jesus has real power and authority.
所以就证明耶稣是有真正的权柄和能力。
It's something that amazes the people who see it.
当看见的人都觉得很惊讶。
Then in verse 38, Jesus goes to Simon's house where Simon's mom is sick.
跟住去到三十八节，咁佢就去咗西门彼得嘅屋企，佢个外母就病咗啦。
Some translations say that she is bound by her sickness.
有啲翻译咧就话佢系被病去捆绑住。
Using the same idea as the man being bound by the evil spirit.
同正话被鬼绑住系相似嘅。
Luke records that Jesus rebukes the fever.
所以路加记载就系耶稣去斥责嗰啲病。
When I go to the doctor, they never rebuke the sickness.
系咪你睇医生？医生从来都唔会话去斥责个病噶嘛？系咪
？When I go to the dentist, they never rebuke the cavity in my mouth.
当我去睇牙医，咁我牙医都冇咧去斥责我嗰啲烂牙。
But Jesus does. He rebukes the sickness.
好奇怪啊！耶稣就唔系啦，佢就去斥责嗰啲疾病。
The sickness leaves her, and she gets up at once and serves them as a host.
咁嗰啲病咧就即刻就走咗咯，咁啊嗰个女士咧就可以起身，甚至去服侍佢哋添。
Jesus has some different kind of authority and power than my doctors and dentists.
所以耶稣同我嘅牙医啊、医生啊都有啲唔同嘅权柄喺佢身上边。
And when Simon's mom is healed by Jesus, she's able to serve Jesus.After she experiences his liberating authority,
所以当西门嘅岳母好翻之后咧，佢经历咗耶稣嗰种释放嘅大能，佢就起嚟去服侍耶稣。
So let's ask a question.
所以我问你哋一个问题
：Why is Jesus traveling, starting to heal people?
点解耶稣而家开始去医治人呢
？Healing people is great.
医治人好嘢嚟嘅。
But was there something significant beyond the direct benefit to the person who was healed?
除了说直接被医治那个好处之外，还有什么好处在里面呢？
It's a question Jesus answers.
耶稣就答这个问题了。
He explains why he's healing people and casting out demons.
他说为什么我赶乌鬼，还有为什么我会去医疾病呢？
Luke recorded that the next morning, the people of Capernaum went out and found Jesus.
就讲第二朝早，当天光啦，啲人就去揾耶稣。
They asked him to stay so they could experience more healing and hear more good teaching from him.
咁佢嗌佢留耐啲啦，医多啲啦，帮我哋多啲啦咁。
And in verse 43, Jesus tells them that he has to leave.
四十三节，耶稣就话唔得啊，我一定要走噶啦。
He has to proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to other towns as well.
因为咧，佢要向第二啲地方去传扬。天国嘅福音。
That's why God sent him.
佢话因为我就系因为咁样系被差到嚟嘅。
That's why he's healing people and casting out demons.
所以点解佢去赶鬼治病
？So everything that Jesus did at Capernaum is about something that he calls the kingdom of God.
佢所做嘅一切都想去建立天国。
His teaching about freedom, about release, about recovery is all about this kingdom of God.
神嘅国系嚟释放嘅。
And this is the first time Luke uses that phrase.
所以呢个就系路加佢记载第一次用咁嘅例子。
He goes on to use this phrase 38 more times.
跟住好喺圣经之后咧，都又重复呢句说话。
Meaning it's an important part of the message of Luke to us.
证明呢句说话系好重要嘅。
So why is Jesus teaching and healing people?
点解耶稣去医治人呢？
The answer is that he's bringing the kingdom of God to us.
因为他想将神的国带给我们。
Jesus is not here just to improve people's lives so that you and I can go on living in our own kingdoms.
神不只是来到给我们生活好一点，让我们继续享受我们自己喜欢过的生活。
He's here to bring us into his kingdom.
他是来带我们进入他的天国里面。
You know, the presence of God's kingdom both confronts and pushes back the powers of darkness.
神的国是去赶走黑暗的权柄。
And people who are living in kingdoms of darkness are set free.
所以住在黑暗的权柄的人呢，他是被耶稣去释放他们的。
They are restored and they're delivered.
神去拯救他们，去将他们复原翻。
In the previous times that I've been here, I've talked about the way Jesus delivers men and women from things like homosexuality.
所以譬如我们今天的社会里面，神都用他的大能去释放很多在性方面有困难的人。
Jesus has true liberating authority.
神是有真正释放的大能的。
Well, Luke is going to go on throughout the book to explain what the kingdom of God is like and what it means.
所以跟住落去呢，路加就继续讲耶稣点去建立佢嘅天国啦。
And he does that because we can look around and see the people around us are trying to live in their own kingdoms.
我哋需要知道就系因为我哋望下周围，每个人都活喺自己嘅国度里边。
We can also see that there are some people around us who are trying to drag or entice other people into dark kingdoms.
我哋都睇见世上好多人喺度引诱人去进入一个黑暗嘅权柄里边。
It could be dark kingdoms of greed or confusion or abuse or immorality.
黑暗权势就系一啲道德噶，令到人混乱啊嘅权势。
And honestly, if I look at my own life, even though I'm a follower of Jesus, I still try to live in my own kingdom.
当我有时好诚实嘅审查我自己嘅时候，虽然我话我跟随耶稣，但发觉都有咁嘅倾向同埋咁嘅试探咧，系活喺自己嘅权柄同埋国度对边。
God tells us that He's the King.
神话俾我哋听，佢就系我哋嘅王。
There seems to be a lot of living without regard for the King.
我哋好多时过好多生活咧，都唔记得咗佢系我哋嘅王。
And that's why Jesus came.
所以耶稣嚟到世上。
Jesus came to bring God's kingdom in order that God's purposes for all creation would be accomplished.
耶稣嚟就系将神嘅国度带嚟世上，以至到神创世嘅心意能够成就。
God intended that all of life would flourish under His under His lordship.
神创世嘅时候，佢系属意所创造嘅每一样事物都能够系丰盛嘅。
All of life would be a reflection of God.
因为所有嘅都应该系喺个权柄底下去反映佢嘅荣耀。
And all life would partner with God in making the earth a fruitful place.
所有嘅生物都能够可以继续嘅去丰盛同埋去繁殖。
Sin ruined that.
但因为罪入咗世界，就系去破坏咗呢啲啦。
So now Jesus is taking back God's creation.
所以耶稣嚟就系想将神创世呢个心意能够重新一次带俾我哋。
And God is taking back people who are sinful and broken, so that under His love and mercy, we can become the people that God intended us to be.
神就系想帮嗰啲受伤嘅或者系已经系破碎嘅心灵。或者在罪里面打滚的，是带给他们一个新的生活。
So how does Luke chapter 4 apply to you and to me?
所以第四章对你来讲，你怎么应用得到呢？
What obstacles are there in your life and my life to the liberating authority of Jesus?
在你和我的生命里面，有什么地方需要神的释放呢？
Well, one obstacle might be our experience.
其中一个难阻可能是我们个人自己的经历。
We've all seen authority being misused.
因为我哋见到好多权柄系被滥用咗。
We've seen it happen to others.
我见到点样人哋用滥用嘅权柄喺人哋嘅身上。
And it may have happened to us.
甚至喺我哋自己嘅身上边。
Well, Jesus teaches and he shows that his authority is different than the misused authorities that have hurt us.
所以耶稣喺度就话俾我哋听，佢唔会滥用佢嘅权柄。
In Philippians chapter 2, Paul makes a statement about how Jesus uses his authority.
腓立比书第二章，保罗话俾我听神点用佢嘅权柄。
Paul writes that Jesus, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used for his own advantage.
嗰度话耶稣虽然与神同等，但佢唔会以此当系用嚟去为咗自己嘅好处咁嚟生活。
Instead, he became a human being. And then died on a cross for us.
反而佢愿意嚟到世上喺十字架上舍命去为我哋救我哋。
So Jesus doesn't abuse his power and authority with us.
所以耶稣系唔会滥用佢嘅权柄嘅。
He uses his power to die for us on the cross.
佢用佢嘅权柄去死喺十字架上去救我哋。
Something that we'll be celebrating in just a few weeks.
就系嚟紧呢几个礼拜我哋要庆祝嘅。
So Jesus uses his authority to liberate us.
耶稣用他的权柄是来释放我们。
He frees us from death itself.
他释放我们，从死亡里面释放我们。
And he liberates us from illness, from evil spirits, and anything else that binds us.
从疾病啊，从就算乌鬼啊嘅权柄啊，佢都释放我哋。
Another obstacle that may be in our life is our desire for our own authority.
另外一个拦阻咧，就可能系我哋自己嘅私欲啦。我哋为咗我哋自己嘅喜好去生活。
And our mistrust of other authority because we think they're out to rob us.
我哋咧就误会咗咧神嘅权柄咧嚟抢走我哋中意嘅嘢。
You know, the world encourages us to view authority with distrust and suspicion.
世界是鼓励我们去怀疑权柄，去不信任权柄。
The world says to us that we should each define what is right and wrong for ourselves.
但是圣经教我们，我们要去分辨什么叫对和什么叫错。
Even when we grow up in the church, we still have this desire to be our own authority.
就算我哋自小喺教会长大都好啦，我哋自然咧都好想咧自己拥有自己嘅权柄去管理自己嘅生命。
It's part of our fallen nature.
呢个系人性嚟噶。
So what ways might you be trying to define what's right and wrong for yourself?
所以你点样去分辨咩叫做啱同埋错咧
？Or how might you be trying to define what goals in life you should have?
你点样去分辨喺你人生里边乜嘢嘅目标先至系最对你最好嘅咧？
What comes to your mind?
你咁样问嗰时，你谂起啲咩嘢咧
？Well, let's return to Luke.
我哋睇翻路加福音。
Luke wrote that the people at Capernaum were amazed at Jesus.
喺度正话读嗰段经文吓，喺加百农嘅人，佢哋好稀奇耶稣所做嘅一切。
And because they're amazed, they seek Jesus and they ask for Jesus' help.
由于佢哋稀奇，佢哋就会去求耶稣去帮佢哋。
They bring their sick to Jesus.
将有病嘅人带到耶稣嘅面前，
They bring unclean spirits to Jesus,
被鬼附嘅佢又带去耶稣面前。
And Jesus liberates them by healing them and driving out demons.
耶稣为佢哋赶鬼医病。
So again, I think the message God has for us in Luke chapter 4 is that Jesus has authority that will heal and liberate us.
所以就话俾我听，耶稣个权柄系要嚟医治同埋去释放。
So how should we respond?
咁我哋点去回应耶稣呢个嘅权柄咧
？One, we need to seek Jesus like the people at Capernaum did.
咁我哋应该好似加百农嗰啲人咁样走嚟揾耶稣去求耶稣帮我哋啦。
Secondly, it's a good thing to ask Jesus for the freedom from things that are binding us.
第二就系求耶稣释放你，有啲咩捉住你，你能够释放出嚟嘅咧，你可以求耶稣嘅。
And there's one more thing we should do.
仲有一样嘢你需要做。
We should praise God for the ways in which He has already liberated us.
亦都应该感恩同埋去赞美佢过去为已经释放咗你嘅地方。
He's liberated us so that we can become a new kind of person.
耶稣释放咗我哋，所以我哋能够成为一个新造嘅人。
We can live in a new kingdom.
我哋能够活喺一个新嘅神嘅国度嘅里边。
Jesus has liberated us from the things that are inside us and around us that prevent us.From becoming the men and women God created us to be.
其实日常生活里边，神成日帮我哋去唔受周围嘅事物影响，以致我哋能够活出一个新人嘅样式。
And one of the reasons you and I are here in church today is because we have experienced Jesus' liberating authority.
今日你同我都愿意翻到嚟呢度，都系因为我哋经历过神点样释放我哋。
And for that reason, we should respond in praise and worship.
就因为过去神点样去。帮过我哋，释放过我哋，我哋今日就应该去回应佢。
Let's do that for the rest of this service.
喺余下嘅时间，都希望大家有咁嘅心去嚟到神嘅面前。
During the reflection time, I invite you to share the ways in which God has brought freedom into your life.
当你去默想嘅时候，你再反思一下，到底喺你嘅人生里边，你经历过神点样去释放你咧
？Praise Him by sharing how He has helped you through sickness.
当你想得起、记得到嘅时候，你试下将佢分享，去感恩、去多谢佢。
Share with the rest of us what are some of the things that used to bind you that now you are free from。
同我哋分享以前有啲咩嘢识捆绑住你嘅，而家你已经开始享受嗰种自由啦。
Sharing these things in our reflection time, in our singing and in our prayers, will offer to God the praise and worship He deserves.
当我哋咁样互相去分享神嘅恩惠嘅时候，其实就系令到我哋嘅敬拜系更加圆满啦。
Amen.
Amen. 都俾少时间大家可去按住正话 Brian 所讲嘅去静一静，谂一谂，数算一下主嘅恩典。